there was another area, I don't know the name for it, out by Cross Lake, where there's some really nice homes.
Yeah. For blacks in it?
There's a few out there. But as far as Spring Lake, I don't know of any blacks that live out there.
Are there many girls who do blacks up there?
There's a couple that come to my mind, but I don't know where they live.
Yeah, so there's really no area that's identifiable with well-to-do blacks?
Right.
Okay. What about middle-class neighborhoods?
Broadmoor. Around Captain Tree. That's
what's Captain Tree?
Well, that's the name of a high school, and it's also a name of a a road that goes through there. And it's a section incorporating Captain Tree area.
Yeah, that would be a middle class white neighborhood.
Right.
Again, is there any difference to middle class blacks?
Now there is in Broadmoor. That's middle class.
Black and white?
Yes. Not really. It's kind of hard to define where the black ends and white begins, but they're not like, blacks here, whites here, things like that.
Okay. What about lower class neighborhoods where low income people would live?
Around the airport, west of town. Around downtown, mostly. Now, if you go south of town,
okay, come on in.
There are some places, but I mean, it's a rural district out there.
Yeah.
And but there's also a lot of wealthy people out there. Shreveport is really moving south, slowly.
Yeah. You mentioned the airport. What's the name of it?
Shreveport Regional Airport.
Let me ask you about this. Would you have a different name for a place where, say, a plane like a crop duster would land, maybe out in the country?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's Aleutian Field, and then there's Downtown Airport, and then there's Regional Airport, and there's just a couple of dirt strips.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you made a distinction between airport and airfield.
Well, the big, where the commercials are, is regional, and then downtown is more the private plane spectrum, and then Aleutian Fields, crop dusters, and small private planes.
Yeah, so a field.
Right, that is a field.
It is literally a field.
Literally a field.
Okay. Right. See, if I were visiting Shreveport, and I wanted somebody to take me to see the points of interest, landmarks, historical monuments, parks, whatever, where would be, good places to go?
Well, if you're looking for like historical points and everything like that, there's not really all that many. You can go to, they got a little marker on the bayou.
What?
A bayou.
Oh, yeah.
And it says where Captain Shreve landed and founded Shreveport. And then there's Fort Humbug, which is
Fort Humbug,
which is really nothing but a National Guard, a mobile National Guard headquarters.
Is that the actual name of it?
Yes, Fort Humbug.
It's not meant to be joking.
No, it's the name of it. And then around the Red River, there's the Civic Center, and they got a park, Clyde Fant Parkway. And that's about as historical as you can get in Shreveport.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you some things that have to do with driving and highway and all that. Say if you were driving in from Shreveport to Ruston, what would you come in on?
Driving from Shreveport to Ruston, I'd come down I-20.
Okay. Is there any other name that you'd call that?
Super Slab.